fasting and prayer. These are both so vital in a growing walk with God. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Kim Chafin shares how fasting and prayer made a big difference in the spiritual battles we all face.
We'll have some days of fasting, but walking through the healing and in a need of breakthrough in our family where we went through the pain of what happened to our child, that was a time that my husband and I would do that together, and we would fast together. And we still on a regular basis will, a lot of times Mondays will be our day of fasting, and we will do it together. And, honestly, those are the days when I hear from God the most. And every time my stomach growls, it's like, I got this, God, because my stomach being hungry is nothing compared to what needs to happen in whosever life it is that I'm praying for. And when my stomach growls, it reminds me to praise the Lord for what he is doing. You know, fasting is, it's hard for me to really even talk about fasting because fasting is something that we don't do. We're not supposed to do, hey, look at me, I'm fasting. It's supposed to be between us and God. But to do that with my husband or to have a friend to do that with, oftentimes my friend Lori and I will pick a day and my husband will be involved too. And the three of us will fast. So, it's just not something you do publicly. That's all.
And for Kim, fasting and praying for her family in particular has brought her peace and healing.
Well, I've been fasting for the long haul. So I'm seeing breakthrough, but more than anything right now, what I'm seeing is it keeps building my faith and it keeps encouraging me. And God just keeps reminding me of his promises. And in those days when I'm fasting, I've actually picked up my Bible and said, God, I'm going to open this up and I trust that you're going to give me something. One day I actually was praying scripture out of Jeremiah, and I had written scripture into a prayer and I feed my family's names into it. And when I said, God, I'm going to open up my Bible, I opened up my Bible and there it was. It had fallen right up into that exact same scripture. And it was like God was saying, I'm here. I hear you. I've got this. Trust in my word. Trust in the truth of me. And don't give up hope. And that's what the fasting has done for me. It continues to renew me and keep me strong